The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Morse adventure thriller.
I just got a report on the boy, Jack.
Well?
A fractured left arm and an assortment of bumps and bruises.
Not serious, Sam, huh?
No, not a bit of it. The doctor's putting the arm in a cast, and nature will take care of the rest.
Boy, that's going to relieve Sonny's mind. Is she up in the bedroom with him?
Yes, both Sonny and that attorney chap, Marks.
Doc, close the door, will
you? Huh? Oh, sure.
Bit of a conference?
Yes, well, we have the library to ourselves.
And about time. We ain't had a minute to ourselves since we got on this business.
Well, first, Doc, tell us what happened to the boy.
Well, it ain't much to tell. You remember, we was all sitting in here gabbing after Arthur pulled a gun on me and I bopped him. Well, when he thought nobody was looking, he sneaked out. And you give me the nod to follow him.
Yeah.
Well, I did. He seemed awful skittish all the way down the street. Then suddenly an automobile come around the corner and threw its headlights right smack on me, and he saw me. Well, he jumped like he was shot in the pants with a box of tacks and started running across the street, and a car smacked him.
Did the car stop?
Yeah, a cop was standing on the corner, and he come over and said that it wasn't the driver's fault. But, well, the fella was scared silly. He insisted on bringing Arthur back to the house.
No chance of it being anything but an accident?
Not a chance.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting at?
Well, in all these tragedies which have happened to people associated with Sonny, I'm trying to separate those which couldn't have been anything but accidents and those which might have been murder or attempted murder.
Hey, you think murder's mixed up in this?
I'll bet money there is.
Well, what you know? Well, go on, talk some more.
Well, as nearly as we can find out, the Richard curse began to work about a year ago with the death of Sonny's mother and father.
Yes, but they were killed when Sonny crashed her airplane.
Yes, that looks like they were killed accidentally.
What you mean, looks like?
Well, if someone had wanted them dead, what would be simpler than to tamper with the plane?
Oh, but look here, then that would indicate whoever did it wanted Sonny dead, too. I mean, she was flying the plane, and it's a miracle she wasn't killed, too.
Well, why not?
Then you think that plane crash was deliberate murder?
I'm putting a question mark after that. Now, the next tragedy was Phil Terry's auto accident.
Well, that looks like just plain accident to me.
Yes, it does to me, too. His car might have been tampered with, and I see how it could have been fixed to get out of control at a certain point in the road so it would go over a cliff.
Pretty far-fetched.
Yes, so we'll have to put Phil's crash down as accident. And next comes Sonny's boyfriend, Roger.
Yeah, shot to death by robbers.
Right in front of his house.
Does that mean anything?
I don't know. But we do know that it was murder, pure and simple.
But in a way, it was an accident. I mean, maybe if he hadn't tried to fight him off, he wouldn't have got shot.
On the other hand, why couldn't he have been deliberately murdered and then his money taken to make it look like a holdup?
Yes, but who would do it? And what for?
The same one who might have tampered with Sonny's plane. Motive? We don't know yet.
Oh, Jack, you're beginning to make it look like there's a mighty smelly polecat hanging around in the background somewhere.
Only theory, of course. But we put murder down after the name of Roger.
Well, who's next on the list?
Well, next was the old gentleman, Franklin Skinner, friend of Sonny's father who visited her from time to time. He fell down the front steps of this house and died of the injury.
Accident.
Or could he possibly have been pushed down those steps?
I say.
Well, you ask it. Can you answer it?
No. No, a question mark goes down after his name.
Fine. Bear looking into, all right.
And now Freddy, the fellow who shot himself to death in his own bathroom.
Suicide.
I wonder.
You wonder what?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that murder's been made to look like suicide.
But if the police are satisfied, Jack...
We don't know that they are. That's where you and Doc come in.
Well, how you mean?
Tomorrow morning, Doc, I want you to go down to the police station and talk to every man on the force who had anything to do with the investigation of these cases.
Right from the plane accident on down?
Right straight through the whole series.
Well, ain't the boys in blue gonna think I'm kind of nosy?
Oh, not if you work it right. I've still got my credentials given us when we did that job for the insurance company.
Oh, I'm an insurance investigator.
Why not?
Well, it suits me.
You, Reggie?
Yes?
Go out and talk to the employees at the airport where Sonny crashed.
Right on.
And find out from Sonny where Phil lived before he was hurt and get all the personal information you can from people he used to know.
Well, that'll take time.
Okay, if you get stuck, don't waste time. And go and see Franklin Skinner's family. Find out what his relationship was to the Richards family.
Quite.
Now, while everyone's occupied upstairs with Arthur, let's go down to the basement and see how our drunk's coming along.
I say, the chappie who took a shot at you in the park last night.
Well, at least the man who was left holding the gun that fired the shot.
Yeah, let's go.
To the back of the house is quicker.
Out by way of the kitchen?
No, there's a door off this hall down to the basement. Now, here, I think this is it.
Oh, no, this is only a closet.
Oh, wait a minute. Put on the light.
Huh? Well, what for?
There. Have a look at that.
Jack, a sawed-off shotgun.
A sawed-off shotgun?
Keep your voice down. Come on, close the door and get out of here.
Good. Ain't we going to have a look at it?
Not now. We might get caught. I don't want anyone to know we've seen it. Doc, can you lock this door?
Yeah, easy.
Then work on it. Make it snappy.
Yeah. Just a second.
But a sawed-off shotgun, Jack. No one uses those bloody things but gangsters.
Interesting, isn't it?
What's going on in this house, do you suppose?
Hi, coming, Doc.
It's coming. There she is. What'd you want it locked up for?
I don't want that gun moved until I've had a chance to examine it. I'll come down later tonight when the house is clear.
Uh-huh.
Well, this next door must be the basement.
Yeah, this is her.
Now, wait till I turn on the light. All right, pull the door to and come on. Not so much noise, Doc.
Yeah.
Here, this way.
It's that door on the right.
Mm-hmm. I left the key in the door. I get the light.
Righto.
Yeah. Well, this is what I call a lousy can.
Oh, so you've come too, huh?
Oh, what did I do to get thrilled in the jug?
This isn't a jail.
No?
No.
Oh, what is it then?
The basement of a house.
Well, what's the idea?
Are you sober?
Yeah, I guess I must be. I feel rotten.
You got our sympathy, fella.
Yeah? You got a smoke?
Yeah, here you are.
Got a match?
Yep. Hey, you got as fine a case of the shakes as I about ever saw.
Yeah. I need a drink.
Yeah, that's too bad.
What's your name?
Fish Evans.
Fish Evans, huh? How much do you remember of what happened last night?
Before or after?
Before or after?
Before I got stinko.
Well, both. Where'd you take on the loan?
Down at Ed's place.
Saloon?
Yeah.
You're known down there?
Sure. Everybody knows Fish Evans down at Ed's.
Mm-hmm. And after you left Ed's?
Well, I remember thinking some fresh air would do me good, so I went up to the park.
What else do you remember?
Was there anything else?
I'm asking you.
There was. I don't remember it.
How long have you been carrying a gun?
What you talking about?
I asked you how long you've been carrying a gun.
I never had a gun in my life.
That's funny.
It don't make me laugh.
I mean, we found a gun on you.
That's a lie.
No, we found it on you less than 5 minutes after someone took a shot at me in the park.
Oh, say, I must still be drunk.
And what's more, the barrel of the gun was still warm. It smelled of powder smoke, and there was an empty shell in the chamber.
Oh, so that's it.
What do you mean?
Trying to pin a rap on me, huh?
No, we're telling you the truth.
Are you dicks?
No.
Well, then who are you?
I'm the guy that was shot at.
Wait a minute.
Well?
I'm kind of beginning to remember something.
Well, it's about time.
Seems like I was sitting on a bench in the park.
Yes?
Yeah. I was sitting on a bench and somebody come running up to me and stopped where I was sitting.
What did he do?
He kind of stopped and pawed me over for a minute and then he beat it off into the dark. I thought I dreamed it.
Well, could he have put a gun in your pocket?
There wasn't nothing to stop him.
Can you describe him?
Well, there was three of him.
What's that?
Three of them. Maybe I didn't even have my eyes open. How do I know?
Yeah, you're a great help.
Looky, Jack, how about him making up all this just to give himself an alibi?
Well, your guess is as good as mine.
But you're sure someone came up and planted the gun on you?
Mister, I ain't sure of nothing except my tongue's hanging out a foot.
If we turn you loose, where do you intend to go?
I tail it for Ed's place.
We can find you there if we want you?
That's right.
All right, come on.
I say, Jack, you're not going to turn him loose.
That's right. Come on.
There's an outside door to the basement.
Yes, I know.
Don't ever get on the liquor, boys. It'll get you.
Thanks for the tip.
Here we are.
Hey, hey, listen. Sounds like a fire somewhere.
Must be a big one. Well, there you are, Evans. You're free.
How about 4 bits for a taxi, so I can get to Ed's quicker?
Oh, look here.
Here you are.
Thanks. Look me up sometime, huh?
You sure enough think that was smart, letting him go, Jack?
I hope so. Give him a few seconds more, and then you go after him.
Oh, I get it. Tail him and see what contacts he makes.
That's it. If he was telling the truth, we'll soon know it. If he goes directly to Ed's place...
Jack! Fella, that was gun shooting.
Come on, quick.
It had to be a gun.
This way. This way. There. There on the sidewalk.
Somebody's sure laying down.
Right under the streetlight. There. Turn him over.
Yeah.
It's our man. It's Evans.
Man, oh, man. What could have killed him like that?
I'll tell you. A sawed-off shotgun up close.
Sawed off? Hey, Jack.
You don't have to tell me. There's a sawed-off shotgun in Sonny Richards' house.
Adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Forson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.